Senator Abbott, Mr. President.
Yeah. Gordon?
Yes.
Where did I find you?
Well, I'm in my office in Denver. How are you?
In Denver? Well, I'll tell you. I called you just to tell you that,
Say, Congressman McKevitt's on the phone, too.
Oh, great. I'm calling both of you, believe me. And incidentally, Gordon, if you would be sure to call the other candidates for the House and wish them my best, too. But I called to tell you of my appreciation for the work that you have done, our Republicans in the House as well have done over these past 4 years, and looking forward to continuing to work together for the next four. Because, believe me, I know that this job can't be done by one man in this Oval Office. We need the help of strong men in the House and the Senate, and that Colorado delegation has been really superb in that respect. Only regret, because I love to go to Colorado so much that I can't get there, but I think, Gordon, since you're naturally in a position of being one of the Senate leaders, you would like to have a few more senators, and so I hit two good states yesterday. I think we've got a very good chance in Oklahoma. I think we've got a good chance in Rhode Island. They're both tight, however. Bartlett and Chafee are both close, but a good chance in both. I'll be in North Carolina today for Helms. That's close. And I'll be in New Mexico today for Domenici.
Yeah.
So there's four that we might have an opportunity in. I've already done in areas of trying to hold. Of course, I went in for none because his was very tight because of John Cooper. Cooper thought I ought to get in there. And Bobby Griffin is 4 points ahead, which is very tight. But let me say that if you would thank the people out there for their support, loyal support through the years, I've always carried Colorado, and I don't want to start losing it now.
Well, I think from everything I can learn here, your race is very, very good in Colorado. And congressional race, as I told Clark McGregor, Mike, as I say, is on the other phone. He's got a tight one here in Denver, it looks, in his favor.
Michael went.
I'll let him speak for himself on that.
He'll win.
And, it
shows here that Brotsman and Evans are way ahead.
Oh, there's no question about it. We don't have a chance in the third district, which is my district. Brotz is okay, in good shape.
How about Johnson?
Johnson is
against Merson.
That's looking better now.
Yeah,
but it's tight too. Johnson and Armstrong are tight.
The fact they're tight is good. I mean, that's better than we usually do.
Yeah.
Got a chance in all of them. That's the way I hear it.
We've got a chance. That's a good chance, except in the third.
The third is, which one is that? That's
the new district that goes clear across the southern part of the state.
Who has that now?
Evans.
Oh, yeah.
Evans,
Evans in the third. I know he's like Brotsman. They have the easy districts.
Yeah.
Anyway, we wish you well. You've got a little cold.
Yeah, I've had it since I came back.
Yeah.
That critical vote, I caught it when I came back.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to get rid of it.
Well, anyway, you take care because we need you. And
I appreciate it a lot. You're going to be in New Mexico at 4 this afternoon, I understand.
I sure am, right?
Well,
I'll see Pete Domenici and Manny Lujan there.
Give Pete our best regards. What I pick up from the people that come over the border from up and down in that country, it appears, it's tight, of course. It's bound to be.
Always in that state, yeah.
They tell me that his chances look good.
Well, we'll give it a boost. Incidentally, just stay right firm on the peace line. We're on the right road there. We have made the major breakthroughs, you know, but I'm insisting that the details be nailed down so that there isn't going to be the same thing that we had in the bombing hall, and we're going to get peace with honor and not surrender.
Well, we don't want to run against another Panmunjom. Jung.
That's right. Okay. Good luck.
Thank you, Mr. President.
And good luck to you, Mike, and keep that ODA's spirit going, huh?
All right, sir.
All right.
Thank you very much, Mr.